Congressional candidate Dimitri Shane plans visits to Haines and Skagway. And the fairy tale coup gets scrapped. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. Democratic congressional candidate Dimitri Shane is stopping by Skagway and Haines this weekend. Shane is running for Republican Congressman Dong Young's seat. I spoke with him ahead of his visit.
Could you just start out by telling me who you are and sort of your history in the state?
My name is Dimitri Shane. I'm running for U.S. House Representative. I arrived in Alaska when my mother and I immigrated from Russia, and around 1993 when I was 12 years old. And we came from Vladivostok, Russia, straight to Anchorage, Alaska. And I have lived here in Anchorage for over 25 years now. I went to elementary school here, to high school at West, where I met my wife, Melissa. I have an accounting degree from University of Alaska, Anchorage. I had an accounting business traveling around Alaska, working with rural communities and tribal governments and village corporations, kind of just sleeping on the office floor there in the villages. And I invented a planter box, kind of like an IKEA concept, something that folds flat into a box. And I have kind of a e-commerce company now selling that all over Lower 48. And recently, my wife Melissa and I adopted 4 children, so we have a family of 6 now.
I am curious what you think your background brings to your candidacy.
I have intimate knowledge of healthcare here in Alaska because my wife Melissa is a physician, and she's also Alaska native. So I get to witness how healthcare should be, how healthcare is provided in a manner which benefits people in our country, that if you have access to great health care, you can advance socially and economically as a person. One, I guess my knowledge of health care. Two, my knowledge of business, because I was an accountant, a CPA. I worked intimately all over Alaska with village corporations, and from the standpoint of starting my own business when I invented my product and I started a kind of a global company. So I really have an understanding of what it takes for Alaskans to diversify our economy and what it takes for this generation, next generation, to be successful here in our state.
Have you held or run for office before in any capacity?
No, I have not held or run for office in any capacity before.
Why now? What's your motivation for running at this point in time?
I think our country in general is kind of in a low point. In terms of our democracy, we have a lot of issues, and I think it is best to participate in democracy when things are not going so well, because that's when you really are needed. So I think we need what's needed in our country now is just ordering people stepping forward and being involved in our political process to get the country back on track. I think I have good ideas that as relate to healthcare and business and environment and so forth.
It sounds like one of your main focuses is healthcare. Is that right to say?
Yeah, I firmly believe that we need to have a system like Medicare for all. I believe that healthcare is a human right, and that the United States government should firmly accept responsibility for providing health care and funding health care for American citizens.
Do you have any other goals for office that you want to highlight?
I definitely think the Trump tax cuts to multinational corporations and the 1% richest Americans are, from an accounting standpoint, as a former accountant and a CPA, I think they're very irresponsible. They're putting our country into debt, and they're not investing in the future. I firmly believe we need to repeal those tax cuts and invest in things like renewable energy, education, infrastructure. So that's where our tax dollars should be going. I do believe we need to address climate change through investing in renewable energy and moving our economy away from fossil fuels. I believe we need to tackle an opioid epidemic by making, again, healthcare a national priority. And we need to be investing in education.
So I'm here in the Upper Lincoln Alley, and I'm curious why you think you deserve the votes of the voters in Haines, Skagway, and Klequon.
Well, I believe I deserve the votes of the people who live in this region because our state of Alaska is in a financial crisis, and 30% of our state budget is spent on healthcare alone. So that's billions of dollars that our state does not have to be spent on things like education, infrastructure, economic development, public safety. And I'm the only candidate in this race who is proposing to go to Washington, D.C. and fight to solve this crisis that we have, actually, that our state is going bankrupt because of our inadequate and dysfunctional healthcare system. So I'm really the only candidate with a platform who, if successful, will actually solve our budget crisis at the state level and make sure that our children and the future Alaskans have a good future, and we actually have the money to invest in education and public safety, renewable energy, all these things that the state of Alaska now cannot do because of our collapsing healthcare system.
That was Democratic congressional candidate Dimitri Shane. Shane will be at the Skagway Public Library from 4 to 5 p.m. Saturday and the Red Onion Saloon at 11:30 a.m. Sunday. He'll stop by the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. The former state ferry Taku is being scrapped. It will go foreclosed to 10 times its purchase price. Jebel Ellos Trading bought the 55-year-old ship earlier this year. The company sailed the Taku across the Pacific Ocean in hopes of finding a buyer who would keep it in service. But negotiations with interests in Singapore and Fiji didn't work out. Co-owner Ben Evans of New Zealand says it will end its sailing days in India later this month.
She's going to go to a scrapyard and sold for demolition. So that's the end of the Taku.
The state sold the ship in January for $170,000. Evans says it will be sold for around $1.5 million. But sailing it 12,000 miles across the Pacific was expensive. State officials put the Taku up for sale a little more than a year ago. The official minimum bid was $1.5 million, but it took several tries to sell it, each with a lower price. The Taku has not been a working ferry for several years. It was tied up in 2015 because of its age as well as budget cuts. Robert Venables heads up the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board.
It's not surprising, but it does leave you with a bit of a tinge of sadness that she will no longer be in service.
Evans says most of the Taku will be recycled. Some parts, such as generators, will be sold whole. The cut-up hull will be reprocessed into rebar. Among other things, it's used to strengthen concrete in building construction. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.